Yeah,
Torreyway, Northwest London, Chof Dalet Kislev, Sunday the 28th of November, Harav Yehuda Baruch Lieberman Shlita, Mai Chanukah.
Good topic.
In some holidays this year, we had to go through Manchester on the way to holiday. So we thought, you know, if we're going to Manchester, we'd pop into the Pennines, have a little bit of an outing, and then we'd go from there to Manchester. That was the plan. Tacky, we got to the place, we parked, we went around the reservoir, it was very beautiful, and then we came back a bit late, it was getting dark already, but we got back to the car, got into the car, and didn't start. So there we are, all packed up for our holidays, somewhere outside Manchester, who knows. And the car's not starting, but Baruch Hashem, I'm a shtickle mechanic. When I say a shtickle mechanic, I mean I know how to do the jump leads. Right? It's sort of, this is going to be the solution to all problems. And Baruch Hashem, there was another Yid there who kindly let us use their car. And they, you know, I've had a number of cars. All of them needed jump starting, so a lot of experience. Got it well connected, and couldn't help. The truth is, I suspected that was the case because the lights were on, the heater was blowing, so it probably wasn't really the battery in the first place. Clearly wasn't. Garnished. There was a taxi driver there, right, and he suggested something else. I must admit, this had occurred to me, but the kids thought I was crazy when I suggested it. Maybe the petrol has run out. You must never leave a tissue or a piece of paper on the dashboard. Never leave a tissue or a piece of paper on the dashboard because it covers that yellow light. And it seems the yellow light been on for a while. We're taking out of petrol. I'd parked on a slot and all the petrol had gone to the back of the tank and therefore there was nothing there and it couldn't start. If you roll it down a hill, maybe the petrol shift the other way. Maybe it's just enough to get you going to the next petrol station. So, kachava. Push the car up and then down, and as it's going down the hill, Taka Baruch Hashem has started. What a relief. Where's the nearest petrol station? I don't know about you, I can never find it on the sat-nav. I just get loads of packs. I can't work out what is the closest one. Is it on my route, off my route? Kids, 10, 12 minutes away is a petrol station. The stress, the nerves. Smash, I mean, it's not the end of the world. My food survived the night. I want to spend the night to Moss Side or wherever it was, but it was still nervous. And for Shteitzach, what happened was that I parked this way. So when we're going up a hill, who knows what's going to happen? There was a suggestion that I should back up. I should maybe reverse up the hill. I said, don't worry. But that's it. And we're getting more and more nervous because nothing's happening. Then the sat nav always seems to add a few more minutes, getting longer and longer. And every time we go up a hill or down a hill, everybody's holding on. And then we caught sight of the petrol station. Ah! Someone called out, oh! Now I could walk there and fetch petrol. What a relief. For love, the car's refueled and machaya. Somebody once asked if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself in the Torah gave us Shlish Regolim with Yomim Neiroim, and he felt that's what the Neshama of a Yid needs. Why did Chazal find it necessary to add Chanukah and Purim? And the Torah he gave us 2 years ago was very nice. The subshat is the Yom Tovim are there, the Yid can refuel. In those days, before these Xeris, Kalan Yisrael could refuel through the summer, and that filled their tank, and it helped them through from Simchas Torah all the way to Pesach. Nowadays, our tanks aren't that large, and therefore we need to refuel along the way. And when you hear that, and you say, oh, it's Takanish Pashat, we need to refuel. And therefore, Chanukah becomes even more important, something that we really need to get to the Yesod and try and understand what are we going to do, how am I going to get something out of this Yom Tov. So I'd like to start with the Kasha on Chanukah. I say the Kasha, I'm not sure there is the Kasha on Shavuos, on Sukkos. If I would everybody write down their Kasha, what's the Kasha on Shavuos? I'm not sure we get the same Kasha, maybe some overlap. When it comes to Chanukah, I think everybody knows what the kasha on Chanukah is, right? Kasha the Bas Yosef. If Shat is, we light the Neiris Chanukah L'Zeichah Netz to remember that the oil lasted for 8 days. And every day we keep increasing, showing how nearly the Netz was 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 12, 8 days. The same flask of oil that really only lasted 1 day burns for 8 days. And nearly the Netz. Then that explains 7 days of Chanukah. The first day wasn't a Netz. First day was automatic, it was there because that was a Teva. In fact, they continued beyond the first day. Those are the Nes. That's the famous Kasha of the Bas Yosef. Many, many, many different Tirutim. But you know, the Beis Halevi was once asked, what was so unique about his son, Reb Chaim? Chaim Briska, his Shir, his Mahalach HaLimud, Mamash took over the world. The Bochum came from all places, Alikishan, and all the great Gedolei Yeshivas, Reb Chanan, Reb Shimon, they all learnt by Reb Chaim Briska. And he said, you know, Beis HaLevi L'chirich Kevin, Agya'ana Go'inim, Gedolei Adur, Anilu. So what they said to the Beis HaLevi, what's so unique about your son Reb Chaim that makes him greater than anybody else? So they say, Beis HaLevi responded, he said, when you ask me a kasha, I give you a teretz. What are you left with? Kasha and a teretz. When you ask my son Reb Chaim a kasha, you're not left with a kasha and teretz. He answers it in a way that you realize you don't have a kasha anymore. There's different types of answers. Rabbi Leib Wittler was in Bormud recently, he gave a shmuz, and he tells him, what did those who don't ask the Bas Yosef's kasha, what were they thinking? It's your basic kasha. All those Rishonim who don't ask the kasha, why weren't they bothered by the Bas Yosef's kasha? Now it could be that they already knew the Bas Yosef's teretz. But if we can find something that's Reb Chaim Diga teretz, where it's Bichlal not shver, it would be more geschmack. Why they didn't ask the kasha? That's the first kasha. That's the kasha on Chanukah, I think. What's the second kasha of Chanukah? I'm not sure everyone would agree that's the second kasha, but there is a kasha that's very, very famous. I'll put in a very basic crobber. Where's the food? Right? Isn't that a good kasha? A Yiddish Yom Tov without food? Chanukah, there's no mitzvah suda. So who says that Yom Tov? If no food, as Rabbi Leib put it, if there's no food, at least a l'chaim. If there's a yortzeit, a l'chaim. A suda's hodor, somebody has a nes, the Rebbe Shem did something that makes him want to thank the Rebbe Shem, you make a suda. What asim, finish a mesecht, a ruch nis tegazach, machasim, machasuda. A suda, a l'chaim, like a chambronfen, something.
No. Chanukah.
I know there's donuts, but there's no mitzvah. See, it's not part of the ontop. You can be yotzeh l'chatchila mitzvahs Chanukah without latkes, without donuts, without cheese. There's minhagim, an Indian mitzvah. Ktsas. Interesting. Very famous kasha. The third kasha, also very famous Chanukah kasha, but asked in different ways. Different people ask it in different ways, and some people ask it as a stira. I'm not sure it's a stira. You know, if you are Manal, and you've got two Rebbes, and they're both preparing sheets, and yeah, you're a good Manal, you go through the sheets beforehand, check if they got it right. New teachers. And one Rebbe writes as follows, it's before Sukkot, let's say. And he writes in his sheet, what do we do on Sukkot in Shul? And the answer given is, we say Halal. Look at the sheet. Another Rebbe writes, what do you do on Sukkot in Shul? And the children meant to answer, you should take the lulav and esrog. So, which Rebbe is right? Is it a stira between the Rebbes? Does he say to Rebbe A, why don't you say like Rebbe B, or Rebbe B, why? No, you should both be saying both. Because the point is, you want the children to come to Shul prepared. You don't want surprises, all of a sudden people turning pages, and doesn't know they're saying halal. You want to know about halal. You don't want him to see all of a sudden Lulav and Esrog coming in and say, what's that? No, you have to tell him. Lulav and Esrog, tell them both. So the kasha is lav dafka, a shmoz this way or that way. I forgot to make a Gemara Shabbos. Okay. So the shayla asked is, as in Allah Nissen, when we talk about the Yeshuas and the Nechamas, the Rebbe Shem did for Klal Yisrael, there's absolutely no zecha of the Nes Hashem. That's one Gemara. On the other hand, one Makur. On the other hand, the Gemara. My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbana, Tagalana, which didn't think about it, the Kshinichlis to Ivan Reichel, Timu Kalashmanim Shadeichel, the Matama, all the Shmanim, and they only found one flask of oil that was left. And yes, and they lit from it for 8 days. Memelu, Kovu, Basom, Yom Tovim, Bahalo Voido. So therefore they were kever these days as Yom Tovim, Bahalo Voido. But there's no mention of the Nes HaMelchama. That was the cash. That's the famous cash. It's not really a stira. It's a cash on both. In Alan Yisrael, you should mention Nes HaShemen. And in the Gemara, you should mention Nes HaMelchama. Moroshech. So the Velt answers, it's a good terrace to start with, I think. But this is only a cash on the Rebbe's. The question was, what do we do in Shul? But back to the Sukkos Moshul, the question the Rebbe was asking is, what's the mitzvah of Sukkos? It'd be very nice to say. The mitzvah of Sukkos is, and Mitzvah Lulu. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to say halal. That's part of davening. It's the mitzvah to say isha. And if the question was, what do we add in davening on Sukkos? The answer could be halal. You wouldn't have to mention alanis. Now is it. The Gemara in Shabbos that asks, my Chanukah. The Gemara is in the middle of the sugya of Adlokas Anirus. Where do you light the Neirus? What time do you light the Neirus? In that context, the Gemara says, so Ner Chanukah is my Chanukah. But what brought to this mitzvah of Adlokas Anirus? And the answer to that is, what's the mitzvah of Adlokas Anirus? The mitzvah is, because Shinuch Zivan Lechel, there was a Nes Hashem, and the Shem carried on for 8 days. That is the Makur of the Nes Nigla, the Sugya Prisuminissa, the mitzvah of Adlokas Anirus. But Adanissim is something else. Alanisim is not talking about the mitzvah of Neiris. Alanisim comes in Moedim. In the middle of Moedim, we're thanking the Rebbein Shem, expressing our gratitude to the Rebbein Shem, Moed Manach Naroch, we thank you for the Alanisim if you go as the Vom. And the Nisim, Yeshuas that you made for Klal Yisrael, another thing we have to be grateful for. The Nisim was something the Rebbein Shem did for Klal Yisrael. The Nes Hashem enabled us to do the mitzvah. But it wasn't to Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Ikar Hodah is on the Nes HaMelchama. So whether it's Moedim and Shemin Esra, or Noedim L'chaim Venshin, we thank the Rebbein Shem for the Nes HaMelchama. There, the Nes HaShemen isn't so negia. I don't think it's wrong, the Teretz. Good point. But it doesn't quite solve the problem, because there are places where we see that they are connected. First of all, in that Gemara itself, what does the Gemara say? They were kiver kovum yomim tovim behalu behidah. So the Gemara there, which is my Chanukah, which is saying is the Gemara about the mitzvah hadlokah. In Yena Gemara Alin states that the yomim from halal vohidah. And in Allah Nitzim we take a say the kovu shmoines yomim Chanukah elu lahoibus halal shem chagavu. There, there's no mention of the menorah, although the menorah is mentioned. But in the b'shas hadlokah. When you say Aneiros Halalu, what do you say? Aneiros Halalu Kedishim. Vein lonu Rishis Lishdamish Bemel Lerosom Bilvad Kedei Lohidus Lalu Lashem Chagov. So the Neiros, we are Madlik Lohidus Lahalu Lashem Chagov. So it does seem that they're connected. Halal Vodah, which is the sugi of Alanisim, is somehow shaykh very much to Adlokas Aneiros. So that needs a hesb. So I'd like to start with on Chiddush Otzim. To me it was a big Chiddush. Maybe it's not such a Chiddush. To me I've found it a bit of a Chiddush. A Yesoid in the din of Hadlokas Neiris and Chanukah. I'm going to share with you the Lashon of the Torah, but in the Rambam I think it's also Meduik. It's more difficult than the Rambam, so I've chosen the Torah. The Torah brings the whole thing. My Chanukah, the Tani, b'chofei b'kislev yemi Chanukah inun, t'manyin, like mitzvot b'hoim, u'dloin mitzvot t'anisis, from b'gaz t'anis. Shek shenich nusui yivonim lehe b'eichel, timu kolash manim she b'eichel. K'she gomro yad malchus b'esach shmoinoi v'nitchum, bod kuv loim motzo ala pachechot shal shem shal yichosu b'chaisom shal kohen gol, v'loem el adik yem echot v'nas v'ines, v'idliku boi shmoinoi yomim. Good? So far so good. Why shmoinoi yomim? So we say Shmini Yomim is because that's how we show the Nes. Lishon Acheres Kevaum VeAsaum Shmini Yomim Tovim VeHalal Voido. Kevaum VeAsaum. They were Kevaya them. What's the day? Those yomim. Sounds like there was yomim of hadlaka, and there were kovea those yomim as hadlaka. The Rambam points out that the day that they came into the Beis Hamikdash and got back the hadlaka was yom chof hei b'kislev. Then the next halacha the Rambam says, and therefore, because of the nes, it's not clear whether it's about nes Hashemim or nes Hamilchama. Therefore, the 8 days that start Chaf Hei Kislev. Interesting, Rosh. The days that start Chaf Hei Kislev. One last kasha before going to a new kasha that I think brings out the answer is the Torah in Tofresh Ayin Aleph starts as follows: V'ya'an ki ira hanes b'neiros, because the nes happened with neiros. Tiknu lehadlik neiros b'chol laylo kedei lehazkir hanes. Because the Nes happened with Neiros, therefore they were masakin to light Neiros every night. It sounds like they were going to be masakin something. The question was what? And they chose Neiros because the Nes happened with Neiros. The whole Nes, the whole Zeich, all starts with the Neiros. Not like a Zaitig Azach, it's almost like they were going to be masakin something, they chose Neiros over something else. Vamos. There's a Pella in Alanism. So the Alanism doesn't mention the Nes HaShemen. It's much worse than that. It doesn't mention the Nes HaShemen. It gets to the point of Nes HaShemen and omits it. Why is the menorah mentioned at all? You ever wondered about that? Bo banecho l'tvir beisecho. Pinu es heicholecho. What did they do in the heichol? They cleared it out. And then what? It doesn't say. Whatever they did. Maybe they put lechem upon him. Maybe the maktik teres. Tiaru es mikdoshecho. And then what did they do there? Why is Hadlaka Samanera mentioned at all in Alanism? If you're going to tell me that there was a Gevaldiga Nes and the Shem, you don't mention the Nes, so why are you mentioning the Menorah? The Bach brings a Chazal that the Yevonim said as follows. Omar Lahem, they were told, Mitzvah Achas Yesh B'Yodom. There is one mitzvah that you didn't have, the Matamavat Nemoisam Yodom Kvayim Avudim. If you get rid of this mitzvah, Klal Yisrael will be lost and you'll win. What is that? Vezazeh Hadlokas Menorah. We have this feeling, I don't know, but the kid of the Yevonim came in and they smashed everything down and there was nothing left and there was certainly no glass bottles left or no earthenware Caleb left, and that's why there was no oil. The Gemara says Nishtazeh. The Gemara says, Shinichsu Yevonim Lehechol, Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebeichol. They went round being Mitamei the Shemen. Because they were anti-Menorah. Because they sensed that if Klal Yisrael have Menorah, then Yovan can't succeed. The Melchama is over Menorah. The Bach, Kiyodua, says the Melchama was over Avodah, which is somehow expressed in Menorah. The aspect of Avodah that Yovan is against is Menorah. So when they go into the Beis HaMikdash, they're not trying to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't. Bovel. Edoim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Golus Yavon, they took over the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't try and destroy it. Why should they? A beautiful edifice. Fantastic temple. They would be the most cultured people. They weren't destroying Beis HaMikdash. But what they didn't want was Menorah. Avodah. And so long as the Avodah Menorah is kayim, they feel threatened. So they went in the Matame, the Shmonim, so that we shouldn't get to Avodah Samanorah. And then what happens? There's a Govru, Malchus Beis Chashmonaim, and they come back to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is almost the victory, but it's not yet the victory, because the victory is only when the point of contention has come over, and we've won, and we've got it back. The Yevonim are saying, no Menorah. The Chashmonaim are coming and saying, yes Menorah. So, Bo Nechol Dvir Beis Secho. No, but it's not the point. Until you get to Idliku Neiros B'chatzrus Kodshecha, you don't have the Nitzochen yet. The Nitzochen is, now we have Menorah back. Now we have Neiros, now we have Avodah. I was a gewaldig that is put into Alanism. Because we're not looking at the Nes HaShemen now. Poshet, the vault is, we got back Menorah. That is the Simcha, that is the Nitzochen, that is the Chiddush of Chanukah. I have a Chiddush, might be completely wrong. The Mashmozbam in the Torah and the Rambam is that the vault wasn't that there's 8 days of Nes and therefore there's 8 days of Mitzvah. The vote is there was 8 days of hadlaka. We got back the hadlaka, right? We got back and we were madlik. No, it's taka nidden. But let's take one tzad. It's simplest than that tzad, but I think it's true in other tzadim as well. Did they light the menorah the first day? And then that just kept burning for 8 days? Or did they light it for the first day, and then it went out, but there was still enough oil left? Yes, Rodman, what exactly happened? Certainly in the first tzad, though. If they're madlik, then they raise the first day, and it lasts for 8 days. If that's true, it's poshut. We're celebrating the fact that we got back menorah. We got back avodah. We were madlik the neiros. How long did that hadlaka last? 8 days. So we have 8 days of simcha. The simcha of what? Simcha, or at least the hoidah, that we have avodah back. That's the first you say. And if that's right, then there's no teretz to the Bais Yosef's kasha. Bais Yosef's kasha was built on the assumption that we're celebrating the fact, look how long the nest lasted. The point is not that. The point is to celebrate that we have, Baruch Hashem, we have had locker back. If we have had, how long did we, would the Zman that we had locker? 8 days. So if there's 8 days of had locker, yeah, Nas Meneiros. That's what we're, Mechadosh. That's the emesis. The 8 days and the going up may have nothing to do with the fact that the nest lasted so long. One mandom in the Gemara says that it's connected. Even that mandom isn't clear that it's to show the nest. And Minadin, you're yotze with one light every night. So, Minadin, you didn't light Kaseida. We're not showing the length of the nes in the hadlaka necessarily. And there's another mandom of the reason why we go up is Altmaile because Shvei Meridim. So the whole experience we have that we're showing the nes, that the Ikka Pursuma Nis is the fact that it keeps going up, isn't the point. That's clearly not the Yisoid. And it's not how the Rambam to bring the halacha. The halacha is that you madlikin neiros al pischa abatim. Madlikin neiros. Why are you madlik neiros? Because we got menorah back. Chiddush number one. The second chiddush is, ki yodua, that these neiros that we're madlik are not a zecha le neiros beis hamikdash. It's not a zecha to something that was. Rather, these neiros are the neiros of the mikdash that now have a little bit of an expression in Yiddishahu. Remarkable chiddush was beforeish in the Ramban. Ramban famously, when Rashi says, Balizches Haneiros, Aaron Atzah, that he was left out of Chanukah Samizbeach. And the Rebbein Shem said to him, yeah, but you get something more special. What's so special about Hadlokas Haneiros? Because Neiros, La'oilam. Neiros will be forever, even beyond the Beis HaMikdash. Fred the Ramban, what do you mean, why is Neiros beyond the Beis HaMikdash? Also, when there's Chum Beis HaMikdash, there's no crop on us, there's no menorah. The teretz is, there's going to be an Itzochen of Beis Chashmenoi, and there'll be Hadlokas Haneiros that continues. If it's just a Zeichel HaMikdosh, the Neiros stopped just like the Korbanos stopped. We don't have Korbanos, so we say Korbanos. You don't have Menorah, so we have a Zeichel HaMenorah. No. Mashmos of the Ramban is that we have Neiros here. In Ki Yodua, the Ran says that's why it's also Lishtamish Behem, because it's like the Neiros HaMenorah, where there's an Issa Lehonis Mehem. In our Shemen. But there's a, it's done by Oifin Shemenorah, that's where Mincha should be before that locus aneris. Right, and every Shabbos that mincha before and lechat chile, but this is the last seder in the avodas mikdash. Implication is that we're reliving that. That's shlav alaf. That's in minay. That's chiddushot.
You didn't really explain why they were dafka against menorah and nothing else.
Shlav beis. Shlav bases, the Bach Ki Yodua talks about Avodah. And his territory is that when we talk about there's different ways of touching the Bach. It could be this is Pasha's Bach, could be it's Mechudish, but it's a tzad in Ramam and in Tur. And the Pasha's of the Lashon HaGemara. The Chiddush is when we talk about a Yom Tov, a Yom Tov, we normally are talking about a Yom that has no melacha, and therefore shayach to the simcha, a yom of simcha. The mashmos of the Gemara, the mashmos of the Torah, the Rambam, is a new type of yomtiv. The ganze shem yomtiv is, it's a yomtiv of halal vohidah. The yom is a yom of halal vohidah. That's it. Kovum asom shmoni yomtiv halal vohidah. Avol mutorin heim basiyas melacha. That's it's a yomtiv of halavodah. It's not a yomtiv of simcha. And that's the Yesoid. The Yesoid is, we're celebrating the fact that we have Halal Voidor. In Bach steht, both things. We got back Menorah. Menorah is the Maisa of Avoida that the Greeks were against. The expression of that Avoida by a person, so the Bach, is not just Hadlokas Menorah. And it seems that the Chulsha, the Hisrashlu Ba'avoida, doesn't mean they didn't do the Avoida. What does Hisrashlu Ba'avoida mean? What went wrong? We're missing the Avoida Salev of Avoida. So the Bach, the Yesod of Chanukah is Yomim of Avoida Shebelev. As Rosh Shapiro would always say, that means that the Yevonim were misnagged to a certain type of Avoida, and that type of Avoida is called Halal Voido. And Halal Voido is expressed somehow in Adlokas Haneiros. So there's a Maisa Avoida called Hadlokas Haneiros. There's an Avoida Shebelev called Nehoidois Ulahalil. And these are Yomim Tovim of Halal Voido. So the Shem Yom Tov is Halal Voido. So then, why are we lighting Neiros? V'yan ki ira ha-nes b'neiros. Because the Nes was b'neiros, Mele, the Mitzvah Sayoim was b'neiros. The Mashmos of the Torah is there could have been other ways. Maybe the Avoida of Mizbeach, of Korbonus, maybe the Avoida of Keteris. Could have been other Avoidas that Taka would have been, the Nes would have celebrated the fact that we got back Avoida. But v'yan ki nasa ha-nes b'neiros, because of that, there were mechadish that the Yom Tov should be a Yom Tov where there's Hadlokas Haneiros. So, as you pointed out, what we've really set up so far is a kasha, basically. It means we've got the Tzuras HaDvarim a bit, but there's Ikka Chosam and Asefa. But it's not yet Chanukah, it's Erev Chanukah. So we've got 8 days to work out the answer to this question. If the Tzuras HaYoim is a Yoim that we got back Avoida, the Yevonim were misnagged to this aspect of Avoida. And what did we get back? We got back Hadlokas Haneiros with Halal Voido. We just have to work out why Yovon is misnagged, is sees this as antithetical to everything they stand for. Somehow Halal Hodor and Neiros are connected, and they're the antithesis of Yovon, and if we're misgaba over Yovon, we get back Hadlokas Haneiros, we're Oisek in the Hodos or the Halil the Shem Chagoy. Why is that Yovon? That's Mr. Shem the rest of you. I'm not sure if you have to add to it.